At the 2013 National Farm Machinery Show, I'm visiting with Rob Zemanchek with Case IH. And Rob, one of the things that I heard mentioned that Case does or is focused on is a thing called agronomic design. I'm really not familiar with that concept, so let's talk about that.
Well, agronomic design, Chuck, is another way of saying the economics of land use. And with the investments our growers are making today in seed and fertilizer and land, we want to be sure that our equipment is able to meet those needs and deliver on the best opportunity for high yield.
So you're an agronomic designer and have a whole team of them? Or how does this work when you fit it into what Case does?
Well, before we lay down the product definition for any future design, we go out and we visit with the customers at length, not a cursory effort, but a really in-depth survey of all the customers and define, you know, what's coming, what are the future needs, and then we will decide then what the product should be like, rather than assume or suppose what it should be like.
So then agronomic design is essentially kind of like an overarching concept for how you develop new products and bring them to the market for your customers.
That's right. Agronomic design is one of our keystone drivers of our solutions that we provide for our customers.
Is there something here on the floor that you might say there's a good example that came about through good agronomic design? Well, probably all of it, right?
Well, let's take one example. Sure. The new 500T seed drill that you see here on the lot today.
Yep.
It's got parallel linkage in the row units, an industry first for drills. And that example was chosen and identified by our customers because they wanted to navigate uneven rolling terrain better. And with seed costs being very high, with the good genetics that they want, why waste the seed? We want the best chance possible for every seed to come out of the ground. So parallel linkage lets you traverse uneven terrain better and hold that depth of placement in a far superior way than just the so-called controlled spill of the past.
All right, well, great example of what we're talking about here, which is agronomic design. And from the National Farm Machinery Show, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.